Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Shauna Remus and boys head coach Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Angel Square in Beloit.
Now, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan basketball team. Coach, obviously a tough one there since we last talked to you. Opened out 3A Substate there at Minneapolis on Tuesday. Last night you fall 44-42 in overtime. Breck and Boudreaux obviously had some big plays for you down the stretch and finished with a career-high 20, but McClure got the buzzer-beating layup to propel Minneapolis to the win, 44-42, a hard-fought loss. Just kind of looking at the game as you've had some time to digest it, what stands out about that one on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was a hard one. You know, I just felt sorry for the kids. You know, they battled so hard all game, and then to come down to the end the way we lost it was just heartbreaking. And so I just hurt for the kids. They had a tremendous season, and they fought. And just to see the disappointment in their eyes was really hard for me as a coach. But couldn't be prouder of them. They grinded, you know, every single game. We were not necessarily – wasn't our best game in terms of production offensively, but Brecken stepped up big time in the fourth quarter and overtime and kind of gave us the spark that we needed. But – you know, can't fault anything. You know, I go back as a coach and question my decisions, towards the end there. But, you know, you just never know. You just got to do what you think is right at the time. But, again, you know, just super proud of the kids.
Like you said a little bit ago, a great season for you. You finished 15-6, co-champions in the North Central Activities Association, a second-place finish out at Colby at their tournament, and just a lot of things to hang your hat on. And you've already had a chance to talk individually about your seniors, but Ashlyn Knight obviously had a lot to do with that. Marley File, Kerrigan Hubert, and Peyton Remus, your daughter. But just take me through the process of what it's been like over the last 4 years with this group and then coming in and having the season that you did to build something special here.
Yeah, well, you know, with this group, it goes even further than 4 years because I think we started about third grade with them. And, you know, we put together a little traveling team and, you know, just got them in the gym and tried to teach them the fundamentals. And so we've had a long history with these four kids. And I also want to mention Kylie Goddard in that group. She was our manager this year. And, you know, Kylie has had to go through a lot of different injuries that did not allow her to play the game that she loves so very much. But she helped us out tremendously this year as well. But these four seniors are special. You know, just what they've gone through, you know, you look at their freshman year with COVID and, you know, such an interesting situation that season with no fans in the crowd. And then, you know, last night they were able to get pretty much a packed house to follow them to Minneapolis. And they did that. They played the right way. You know, they passed the ball well. They played defense the way it was supposed to be. And they led this team, to a record that a lot of people didn't think was possible. So proud of them. They're going to go do big, big things in life. And I just couldn't be prouder of what they did for this team this year.
Shauna Remus, coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us each week as this is our final chat of the season. It was a fun ride to see the girls make the improvements. And best of luck down the road, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much for all you do for us.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262.
And back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, the Bullet Trojan Boys coach Ryan Eilert joining us. Coach, you're one step closer to that ultimate goal of a championship as you opened out sub-state play with a 47-14 win over Minneapolis there on Monday. And Noah Gerstner had 10 of your 14 in the first quarter, finished with 15. Bryce Beisner had 17 for you, and you got a lot of offensive production from them, but obviously holding them to 14 points was a solid defensive nut as well. How do you like the way the kids came out to open out postseason?
Well, I thought Noah and Bryce offensively played well. Noah was aggressive from the beginning and really helped. Defensively, we did what we needed to do, limited anything easy for him and contested everything, and really made, offense difficult for him. And I felt like our offense wasn't the best that it's been all year, but it was a slower paced game. Minneapolis was taking a lot of time on each possession and then packing in the zone. And so ultimately, I felt like, defensively, we played really well. Offensively, we've got some things that we need to clean up. But, to get a first-round win is always good.
Yeah, this time of year, no matter how you win, you just win and you move on. And now you're into the semifinals as you'll take on Silver Lake there at Riley County coming up tomorrow. And looking at the Eagles there, 14-7 after getting a win over rival St. Mary's there in the quarterfinal round. What stands out about Silver Lake's squad this year? I know it's been a while since you've seen that kind of team, or their team, I should say. But what do you see from the Eagles in 2024?
Well, they've got a really solid group. They've got a nice post player and then they complement him with guards that post up really well, and they've got some length and they're able to shoot the three and at the same time want to drive, and their bigger guards will cut through and post up, and then they provide a lot of energy. And so we're going to have to come out and defend. They're a balanced group. So we're all going to have to defend. We're going to have to defend the perimeter and the paint. And then offensively, they mix things up. They like to run a little zone, a lot of man. And so we're going to have to move the ball and really try to get it on the block with our bigs and continue to do what we've done all year, which is share the ball, rebound, and defend.
I know that your focus is obviously on Silver Lake. You got to win that game to move to a championship. But as a whole, the four teams that are left here, it's a different looking sub-state than a lot of them that you normally see. You don't go east very much. The four teams that are left, how do you feel about the talent level of all four of them with Nemaha Central and then Rossville on the other side of the bracket?
Well, they're four quality teams, that's left there. And you go east and those guys play each other a lot, battle with each other night in and night out, and so records don't always mean a lot when you go that way. And we're gonna have to play well Thursday to win, and then whatever happens, we'll refocus and see if we can get to Saturday and go from there.
Ryan Eilert, coach of the Bullet Trojans, here for the final time on our Locker Room Chats. Obviously we'll talk with you on postgame shows down the road here, coach. Best of luck as you roll on in the postseason.
All right, thank you, and thanks for all your time and effort.
And our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit and Angel Square Incorporated in Beloit.
Angel Square Incorporated has been family-owned and operated since 1998. Founded by Jolene and Russell Carter and owned and operated by Eric and Jamie Widrick and Austin and Montine Carter, ASI provides services for adults with intellectual, developmental disabilities in a manner which promotes independence with the least amount of support necessary for satisfying the person's preferred lifestyle. ASI provides community home-based services to individuals and their families in Concordia, Beloit, and Salina. To learn more, call Angel Square at 785-243-2262. Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue with Osborne Bulldog girls and boys head basketball coach Jason Wilson. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op, Landmark Implement, and by Next Tech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Jason Wilson joining us now, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys and girls basketball teams. Coach, we'll start with the girls first. Again, you didn't have a game there in the first round because you earned a bye in the sub-state tournament there. On the girls' side, you are the number two seed, and you take on a Clifton Clyde team that's the number three seed, just coming off of a gigantic win over Lakeside on Friday, 66-21. They're 16-5 coming into this game, and clearly the league that they play on, to go 16-5 is definitely an accomplishment for them, and you know you got a challenge ahead of yourself coming up on Friday. But when you look at Clifton Clyde, and I know you've scouted them and understand who they are, what stands out the most and what concerns you the most about their team?
You know, I think you got to look at them, and obviously they play in the TVL, which is a pretty tough conference when you look at the teams that are over there in that section of the state. So they're getting good games night in, night out. They're getting battle tested. So the biggest thing for us is not letting the game get to us, not let the pressure of playing in the semifinal game play any play. It's game number 22 on our schedule, and that's what we're looking at. So obviously we got to do enough on our schematics defensively and offensively to hopefully negate what they want to do. Obviously you got the two Wirtz girls that are really good basketball players and the Steinbrock girl. So taking them out of the equation and forcing other kids to have to step up is going to be big. But then offensively, not letting the pressure get us. I mean, you watch the game they did with Lakeside the other night, and they swarmed them with a full court 1-2-2 press and had some easy turnovers for layups. So the biggest thing is we just got to handle the pressure, not get sped up, take as much of the 10 seconds that we got to do to get it to past half court, and then run efficient offense. I mean, we've talked about being patient, talked about getting runouts when we have opportunities, getting deflections that lead to easy buckets. But again, it's going to come down to who takes care of the basketball and who plays soundly for 32 minutes. I mean, you can win a game winning three quarters, sometimes two, but the biggest thing is, can you put a full game together for 32 minutes and see what happens?
We're talking with Jason Wilson, the coach of the Osborne girls basketball team. We'll have that Osborne-Clifton-Clyde game for you on Z96.3 coming up on Friday night. Stay tuned. When we return on our locker room chats, we will discuss the Osborne boys' first game of the sub-state against Frankfort here on Kitty Country 94.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
I called the NextTech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats, it's Kitty Country 94. We're still with Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldog boys basketball team. Our final locker room chats of the 2023-24 season, but teams are still alive and rolling on, and the Osborne boys are one of those. Again, a first-round bye for you, coach, on the boys' side as well. You got the number one seed on that side of things. You take on a four seed in Frankfort, who's 11-10, but much like we talked about with the Clifton Clyde girls, they're obviously in a very tough league, so the talent level's going to be a bit better than what that record shows. Frankfort's got an Anderson kid averaging around 20 or more game. I know that he's their focal point offensively, but what do you see from that group as you get prepared for this matchup on Thursday?
You know, watching film on them, they're pretty sound offensively. They don't take a lot of ill-advised shots. I think they're pretty patient on the offensive end. Defensively, they most of the films I've seen have been playing man-to-man. So we look to that as a great opportunity to continue to grow and develop what we've been doing all year. you know, it's like you said a minute ago, their 11-10 record, you can put that to the wayside at this point. If they were in a different league, who knows, they might only have five or six losses. But at the end of the day, it's two basketball teams coming out to play a basketball game for 32 minutes. And, you know, we've stressed our boys and the time off that we've had, which I don't know that any coach in the state likes this much time off from game to game, but we've used it as a chance to fine-tune our offensive sets and skills that we need to work on, fine-tune some defensive rotations and schematics that we're going to do there, and just work on the game plan. You know, you don't want to overthink it. You don't want to give too many options out there. You just want to go out and play basketball, because that's what we've done for 21 ball games. So, like I told you in the girls' interview, it's game number 22. I like our chances anytime you put our group of boys out on the court. I mean, you got five kids, four seniors and two juniors that step on our court every night that are pretty special. You know, we've talked about, and when you look in our Osborne gym, there's a lot of success and history to our basketball programs. But there's, on the boys' side, there's not a state championship. So why can't it be them? Why can't they be the first to bring it to our school? Because they do. They have all the intangibles. We have good size. We got great shooting, great ball handlers. Defensively, we do a really good job, and our athleticism is at the top of the charts as far as I'm concerned. So we're just going to continue to focus on us and see what we can do to get better each day and each night.
Jason Wilson, coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, again for the final time, coach. So we certainly thank you for taking the time here on the Locker Room Chats. Obviously, your season goes on, and we'll have more times to talk to you down the road here as you finish out the season. Best of luck here against Frankfort and the rest of this sub-state.
Thank you, sir.
Again, you have Frankfort-Osborne coming up on Thursday. Pregame coverage about 5:50 on Z96.3 with tip-off at 6 o'clock for the boys' contest. Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op, Nextech, and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We continue our Locker Room Chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Alex Hobelman. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and by Nextech.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, Nick Lynn joining us now, the coach of the Smith Center Lady Red basketball team. Coach, you continue on with your season here. You got a win over Hill City, 53-22 on Monday night to open out the sub-state here in Class 2A. I know that's a matchup that's obviously clearly in your favor just athletically and just the team that you have compared to theirs, but what are some of the things that you take away from that and moving on with the 31-point win in the end?
Well, I can assure you, we're not in a position team-wise to take anybody lightly. And that's not what we did at all. And I give credit to Hill City. They came in and did some things differently and much better. You know, they've improved from the beginning of the year till now, and it showed in the third quarter. You know, they made two or three threes on us in the third quarter, but it was an even quarter. And the rest of them, we played very good defense and held them down, and just a couple field goals, I think. But for the most part, I thought we shot okay, not great, and did a good job of protecting the basketball and not throwing the ball away and those kind of things, and had some good performances and some balanced scoring, which I liked. And so we're hopefully using the best parts of that game to help us prepare for our next game coming up against TMP.
Yeah, Coach, TMP coming up next, and they were the 6th seed and beat the 3 seed Oakley there in the sub-state first round, but I don't have to tell you how good they are. They beat you by 21, 55, 34 in Hayes to start the month of February there. It was kind of a start of a stretch where you struggled a bit offensively. They jumped out on you early, and what you saw in that game, what do you take from that and the improvements that you'll need to make this second time around?
I don't know how good our preparation was, for one thing. We came in that game with one loss on the year, and I think we kind of maybe thought we were better than we were at that point, but we didn't press well. They did a good job of press breaking into open shots, and they made a lot of open shots that night, it seemed like. And then we got frustrated and did some things that we normally didn't do at that point in the year, and the end result was a tough night for us. And we looked at game film, and we see the things that we can improve on, And I think that was the first game. I think we shot 20% of the game, and you're not going to win against anybody shooting 20%. And their percent was in the 60s, and so that, and a lot of that was off of just opening up off transition basketball, stuff like that. And so I think we'll do better this time. You know, we're preparing for them better, and we understand that it's your season ends when things don't go well and you lose. And so I think our kids are going to be prepared, and we should have a better ball game.
Sub-state team semifinals against TMP on Thursday, and if you win, you'll play in the championship Saturday. But the first things first, Coach, we thank you for your time, and this is our final locker room chat of the season. So best of luck as you finish out here in Sub-state and possibly make it to state next week.
Well, we appreciate the time you put in, certainly, and the weekly contact, and our kids like that too. I tell them about it, and hopefully we'll have a good end to the season, and if not. Thanks for everything you've done for us as well.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're joined for the final time on our Locker Room Chats this year by Alex Hobelman, the head coach of the Smith Center boys basketball team. Coach, pick up a nice win to open out Sub-State there. You had beaten Oakley a couple times already this season and wanted to make sure that you came out with the right mindset. You win it 62-41. It's your first postseason win for Smith Center boys basketball since 2018, so obviously a big win for the squad and the program and a nice win over Oakley. What stood out there the most on Tuesday as you advanced to the semifinals?
I think what stood out the most was our shooting. We shot the ball well, and it was nice to see the ball go in the basket, and that helps a lot of things on the other end of the floor as well. So we ended up with 11 threes. Last night, it's good to get a sub-state win. It's been a while for us, for this program. Sub-state wins are hard to come by for the last couple years, but hopefully this is kind of our new standard. I'm happy for these boys, and especially the seniors, going out with a win on their last home game was something special for them.
I'm sure you feel like you have an opportunity here. Plainville's coming up in the semifinals for you. It's a team you've seen twice already this year. The first game of the year, you lost to them by one, and then you played them in the third game of the year there in the consolation semifinals of the Morris Classic and lost by 12 and probably didn't play your best game there. But obviously it's a team that you know, they know you as well, but an opportunity here for your squad to make it to the sub-state championship.
Yeah, I think we have a great opportunity. I think our sub-state is pretty wide open for really these last four teams. Any of these four teams could end up on top You know, we're pretty familiar with Plainville. This will be the sixth matchup we've had with them the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this being the third matchup of the year, it's, you know, I told the boys last night, having our Oakley game being the third game of the year with them, you know, it's hard to beat a team three times in 1 year. And we were able to do that with Oakley last night, and Plainville was able to do that with Ellis. That was their third matchup. So, you know, they're going to have to try to do that again with us and beat us for a third time of the season. But I, you know, we haven't played them in a while, it seems like, at the beginning of the year. But I think we've definitely made some major improvements, and looking forward to the matchup.
Alex Hobelman, coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, this is our final chat of the season, so we wish you the best of luck here. Congratulations on a really nice season and helping turn this program around. We look forward to chatting with you again next year, but best of luck as you finish out this season.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me all year.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Landmark Implement and Nextech.
I called the Nextech help desk, and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to Nextech.
Real reviews from real customers. At Nextech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high-quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference. We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches Darren Grauerholtz and Devon Branch. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook agent, Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC, and by Nextech.
Welcome back on our locker room chats on KD Country 94 as we're joined now by Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team. Coach, open out sub-state play there with Natoma on Friday. Cameron Ritzke was sick, so she didn't play for you, but you had to battle that one out. Actually trailed at halftime against Natoma, but ended up with a 10-point win, 42-32. Take me back to that one and some of the things that stood out and what you noticed there. You know, obviously trailing at halftime, you were still able to pick up a win and move on in the bracket, but a tough one there Friday for you.
It shouldn't have been that difficult. Mm-hmm. We didn't play defense very well. We weren't moving real well at all, you know. And Natoma came out, and they hit some big shots for them, and our buckets weren't going on that end. So, of course, when we get into our gym, we're a little bit backwards because we got to flip sides. But nevertheless, we should have been ready to play a little bit more than that, and maybe we was looking by them. But Kurt did a great job of getting them girls ready, and they were ready to play. And you know, it was 14 points. And one of their girls fouled out, took them down to four players, and they still cut it to 10. So, I mean, they had a lot of fight in them dogs last Friday night, and they did a great job.
You move on to take on the Huskies of Northern Valley here in the semifinals coming up on Friday. It's a team that you've actually already played once this season. It was a tight game. You beat them by two the first time there on December 15th. Cameron Ritzke had 17 to lead you in that game. But looking at Northern Valley, I know their seed's not high. Their record's probably not great. But obviously you know that you played them to a two-point game earlier this year. What are your thoughts on the rematch here on Friday?
Well, I think their record would have been better had they had their whole personnel all season. Mm-hmm. They got their big back, and then they lost to one of the guards. So I think it's been a kind of a up and down for them as well. But I think we're putting some things together, and we're just going to have to make some shots and play great defense. And that's kind of been our story all year. I know it sounds pretty simple, but if we're not able to get some good looks and put the ball in the hole, we're going to be in trouble because then our defense suffers. And I think the defense actually feeds on the offense for us. And that's not a good situation because, as you know as well as I do, you can control that defense a hell of a lot better than you can on the offensive side. So we better be ready to play.
Darren Grauerholtz, coach of the Thunder Ridge girls basketball team here in our locker room chats. Coach, thanks for joining us. This is our final chat of the season. I know you're still continuing on, so we wish you the best of luck as you finish sub-state and trying to make a run towards state. Thanks for the time, and best of luck here the rest of the way.
I appreciate all your coverage, Dusty. You do one heck of a job.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
I called the NextTech help desk and I actually got to talk to a person who understood my issue and handled it fast.
Our installers were excellent. They were super friendly and helped us get all of our devices connected to Wi-Fi as we made the switch to NextTech.
Real reviews from real customers. At NextTech, we think you deserve the best. Get 1 gig of Wi-Fi for $69 and stop worrying about your internet. Call 877-625-7872 or visit next-tech.com.
And welcome back on our final Locker Room Chat of the 2023-24 Wednesday portion of our Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Devon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge boys basketball team. Coach, well, you battled out at Golden Plains on Thursday, but a tough 63-62 one-point loss in the end. Clearly, the kids came ready to play, and they fought. What were your thoughts of that last game of the season there, coming up just 1 point short?
Like you were saying, it was a good game. We came out and spotted them 24 points, and trying to come back down 24 points is a hard thing, but my guys got to halftime and figured it out. I tried to preach to them all year long, patience is going to be our best friend, and they finally understood it and ran the press break right, and shots started falling for us. We had a freshman come in and make some big threes, leave our barns for us, and Declan started going to the hole, and having Evan back was kind of gave us a little boost. So that's what I liked about that one.
When you look at this team, your record, I saw you play a good portion of games early in the season and then a couple late, but your record is not going to be indicative of what this team did this year at 3-16, and you had that stretch where you played like 6 games in 8 days, and that's probably not good for a young team either. So when you look at this group, what were some of the things that stood out? Obviously a young group and some things to look forward to in the future, right?
What I look forward to with this group, they never quit. I mean, we didn't win a lot of games, but they always came to practice, and we always grinded it out. And they always battle. They ask a ton of questions so we can get better. And the years to come for is bright. It's bright with this group, might be as physical as the group I had last year, but this is more a basketball-savvy group. Mm-hmm. They understand. They always want to play hard. They want to do the right thing. And they get along with each other very well, and that's going to take us very far.
Two seniors on this team. We kind of talked about Austin Barnes a little bit already, but, man, he came out and did a lot of good things for you this year. And then Mason Baker came back out for you here at the second semester. How much have they meant to maybe the development of these younger kids? And as they head on, what are your thoughts on those two seniors?
Austin, just my physical presence down low, always fighting. Undersized, big man. But he never wavered. I rely on him on so much because he's been with me for 4 years. He knew the system. He paid his dues. And he might not have scored much, but he was our vocal leader. Everybody followed by example. And getting Mason back, that was just taking some more pressure off some of our freshman guard. Mm-hmm. Because Mason, he knew how to play the 2-3 zone. He knew our 2-2-1 press, Just when those freshmen get down on their house, I was able to pull them off the court, talk to them a little bit, and give Mason some bump. So that was huge getting him back.
Mr. Bon Branch, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns for the final time this season. Coach, we certainly thank you for joining us every week to talk Longhorn basketball and wish you the best luck down the road, all right?
Thank you.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC, and NextTech.
It's time to take your business phone to the next level. Complete Business Phone with Nextech is customized communication done your way. Manage and control all business communication through one browser, anytime, anywhere. Keep conversation flowing with one complete solution. It's affordable connection for any business. Ready to move to the next level? Visit nextech.com/business to ask about a free business phone assessment today. Think Complete Business Phone. Think Nextech.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Night Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:15 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies.